Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us during these times of incredible change and transformation, of accelerating, heightening energies, of awakening, of remembrance, to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. This episode is focused on the energies of this blood lunar eclipse full moon in the sign of Virgo. There is so much energy. Mercury is stationing retrograde on this particular day, and Venus is retrograde, so there's a lot to go into. So let me turn off my emails. I'll be right back. And I'm back, completely focused on the energies of this moon. So if you are highly sensitive, actually, I think even if you aren't highly sensitive, you are feeling this energy. It just may be that you are thinking that it's something else and you're not particularly aware of what is really triggering the combativeness, the feistiness, the tiredness, the emotionalness, all of it. You may just think it's just another day. However, there are cosmic cycles that affect us. They have an impact on the earth. They have an impact on our physical and energy bodies. And this full moon is no different. It is, however, very, very powerful. It is happening in the sign of Virgo, 23 degrees. 23 is the number 5. So let's begin with that. Let's begin with the fact that the number 5 is the 5 elements. It is, it's the 4 elements plus the ethers, the Akash. It represents the 5 senses, deep transformation, the divine masculine. It is about action, self-mastery, liberation, freedom, independence, really knowing what you want and going for it. It is self-mastery. It is massive transformation, very, very action-oriented numerology to this moon. It's in the sign of Virgo. Virgo is the priestess, the virgin priestess queen. Virgin does not mean untouched. It means sovereign. This is ourselves in our absolute sovereignty, in our power, in us, in our self-mastery. And self-mastery involves us having mastered our human incarnation, why we embodied, why we go through this forgetting, remembering, why we are here to transcend duality. It is a very powerful moon because we have the sun in conjunction with Saturn. The sun is in conjunction with Neptune. We have Mercury going retrograde, which is in conjunction with Venus, that is already retrograde. We have also a conjunction with the North Node. The North Node is our mission, and Saturn. So what does all of this mean? Conjunctions are a merging of energy. So with the Sun, Saturn, Neptune, the North Node, all of these are in conjunction in Pisces. Okay? And they are, particularly Neptune is in the final degrees of Pisces, 29, transformation, change, death, rebirth. In opposition, all of these, to the moon. So we are experiencing a massive death. There is also, on a collective level, there is the death of the outdated, outmoded structures in our world. So our world functions to teach us duality. So there is light, there is dark. There is the shadow, there is the light. There is good, there is evil. You get my meaning. We were born into this world knowing that we would forget our infinite selves and that we would go through life for whatever period of time in the throes of duality, so to speak, navigating the world from an egoic perspective. Why? Because the ego serves and functions to keep us safe, to keep us along a specifically trodden path, because that's the path that has worked. However, the soul exists on another level. The soul exists in the ethers, in the infinite oneness that is divine essence, that is God, Goddess, that is the quantum, however you want to define it. There is a creative nature and essence from which everything, including us, emerged in order to experience and expand in creation and through this experience on this earth of duality. So when there is an opposition, it is about harmonizing the two polarities, transcending the polarities. So we have the sun in Pisces, which is the great, vast, infinite, the unconscious, the spiritual essence, the infinite oneness, the cosmic consciousness, infinite love. And we have Virgo, which is an earth sign. It is about the embodiment. It is also about your physical actions, your body, how you nurture your body, how you take care of your body, your habits, your practices. So it's about the practicality of embodiment of the unseen into the seen. And the sun is illuminating. It is shedding light on the needs and the desires of the soul. It is shedding light on the possibility of what is our mission? Where are we experiencing limitations, and are these limitations serving us? That's Saturn. Where do we need to cast off the illusion, the veil over our eyes and over our knowing? Neptune. So we can embody our infinite selves, our soul. Because we have free will, we can choose to not rock the boat. We can choose to continue to perpetuate duality, to perpetuate and the ego. So when I say perpetuate duality, duality is intricately tied to the desire to be right, to a distorted belief that we, our infinite selves, are defined by our beliefs, by our religion, by our orientation of a sexual nature, by our color, by our culture, by our lineage, by our family, by the amount of degrees on our wall, by the money in the bank, by the car that we drive, by the house. You get my drift. We have an idea in this world of duality that all of these things are us. And therefore, when anyone attacks any of these things, particularly foundational beliefs and thought patterns that we've inherited or we've taken on, we feel personally attacked. We feel that our sense of self is being undermined. And therefore, we go on the offensive and we start attacking and we start vilifying and we start otherizing that person. This is in alignment with a concept called philia nikia. Philia nikia, if you've seen my video, I'm going to kind of go a little more into this on Instagram. But but it's very important because this is all about this. It has so much to do with this moon. So here we go. Philia Nikia is the love of victory. So in a debate, there is one side versus the other. A true debate is about an exchange of ideas, an expansion on both parts to seek a greater union between the two that allows both to expand. However, in our world of duality, we have taken this and we have embraced the Philia Nikia, the love of victory, the us versus them mentality. And it's because of the ego. The egoic mind needs to be right, because if it is not right, that means there's something wrong with it. But there's nothing wrong with you, is the truth of the essence. There's nothing wrong with you. If a belief system is challenged, it's because it has to change and evolve. And then we come to Philia Sophia, love of wisdom. When we are speaking of a love of wisdom, this is a love of expansion, of growth. Love of wisdom leads us to expansion, to growth, to change, to transformation, to a course correction if there needs to be a correction. It allows us to expand. It allows us to grow. And it is open to the idea of listening. Now, because of all of these energies, we are now seeing such a separation. We are seeing pretty much extremes in one way, shape, or form, extremes in duality that have not yet come into harmony. They have not yet come into union. When we align with the soul, with the love of wisdom, the love of expansion, the love of the divine, the union with the divine, which is the union with the soul, we bring all of these aspects into union and we transcend duality and we're able to birth a new reality, a new existence. This is what I mean by death of the ego. It doesn't mean that the ego doesn't no longer plays a part. The ego does play a part, but it plays a part in the background. It plays a part to organize, to categorize, to quantify, but not to lead you. The soul leads. The divine speaks and leads through you. This is a profound time of deep awakening. And because it is a time of deep awakening, we are seeing deep division. Because it is those divisions that we must heal. That us versus them mentality, that has to go the way of the dinosaurs that transcended to another dimension. It's not serving us. The vilifying of a person or a set of people because of a belief system. Now, if the belief system creates chaos and destruction, that's one thing. If the belief system needs a fine tuning, that's something else. We ourselves need to understand that we are all mirrors. We are all aspects of the divine. We are not defined by race, by creed, by religion, by dogma. We're not defined by what we eat or what we don't eat. We're not defined by how much money we have in the bank or how much money we don't have in the bank. We are not defined by these earthly situations. We need to let go of this need to identify with the earthly. The earthly is what is limited. What is of this world is limited. This is what Yeshua and Mary Magdalene and the great ascended masters, the ascended teachers, this is what they were teaching us. This is what they were truly sharing with us when they were here incarnate on earth. They were telling us not to be attached to the limited, the transient, to align with the truth, with the true, with the infinite self that we are, the you that is oneness, that is eternal, that need to be right, that philia nikia, to prioritize victory is a perpetuation of duality. It is a perpetuation of this system in this world that is broken. The more that we feed into the beast that is duality, the more that will be more duality. It can only create what it is. The more we feed an energy, the more that we will experience it. So what do? We align with the heart. I mention the heart again and again because it is the heart that is going to guide us into wisdom and into expansion. We have the ability to transform, and transformation is scary. It is painful. It can be painful. It can be traumatic because we are forced to look at those parts of ourselves that we don't want to see. We don't want to deal with it. We want to pretend that we are right, and in our righteousness, somehow, you know, we are vindicated. But it is that righteousness that is embodied in the duality, that is rooted, not embodied. It is that righteousness that is rooted in duality that perpetuates this cycle of enslavement, this cycle of karma, of trauma. It only creates more of the same. We didn't come here to continue living a life based on the beliefs of others, based on this is what my family does, this is what I was born into, so this is what I have to follow. If you feel a calling in your soul, you didn't come here to do that. If there is a longing in your soul to experience something different, then you did not come here to live a life of the dead, basically, in that first level of the soul. You came here to embody your infinite nature, your infinite self, the nafsha. And we do this by remembering, by taking the time to slow down and to receive what is being offered to you. If you are being shown an experience that traumatized you, or if you're being shown an experience that is completely different from what you know, that is what you need in this moment. That is what you should lean into and explore, because that will guide you into deeper awakening. This journey of ascension is not a destination. It is a never-ending spiral. As long as we are incarnate, we will continue to expand and to grow. Now, we can go kicking and screaming and dragging our feet and not wanting to really listen to the guidance that we are being given by our higher self, or we can choose to slow down and to align. We can choose what we align with. You can choose to embody your infinite self, the infinite light of your soul, and break free of the karma, break free of the limiting beliefs, break free of all of that your lineage and your family has gifted you with. Or you can choose to continue to live in that cycle of unhappiness, of a lack of fulfillment, a lack of abundance perhaps, because it is the frequency that we hold that magnetizes and attracts our physical reality. Experiences and opportunities come to us based on what we embody. And that embodiment is up to us. We can choose to surrender and embrace the mission of the soul, embrace our light, embrace our infinite selves, or we can choose to not do that. We can choose to perpetuate more of the same. But we need to ask ourselves, where are we continuing the divide? The division we see in society, where are we contributing to it? We think that because someone has a certain political leaning or a certain ideology or a certain religious dogma or a certain, you know, look, that either they're virtuous or they're not. And that's an illusion. That is a false sense of comfort. It is not real. What is real is that we are infinite source, God, Goddess, having a human experience, that we chose all aspects of our life, even those experiences we do not like, we chose them. We chose them to evolve. And what do we gain when we choose to employ this perspective? We gain freedom and sovereignty, because we can choose to continue to feel that we are the victims and that we have been wronged and that someone out there is a them and they did this to us. Or we can choose to take full ownership of everything in our lives and take responsibility for our actions and what we are creating in this moment. Because it is in this moment that we have the ability to transcend, to transform, or to continue in the same loop. Continue in that hamster wheel. But what do we want? Do we want to align with the ego and feel vindicated in our rightness on this earth? Or do we want to align with the infinite and transform and shed the false layers, the false identities, and come back into remembrance? Neptune is the planet of illusion. There is a lot in this world that is nice and bright and shiny and new. And it looks and it speaks as if it's the truth. But yet, if we tune in with the eyes of the soul, with the ears of the heart, we will hear and we will see that all is not what it seems. Wisdom and discernment. Raish created Mercury. Mercury is going retrograde. We must develop wisdom and discernment. And if we have it, we must develop it further. There is no, we got to the finish line and that's it. It's a continual process, this development of wisdom, this alignment. We constantly align and realign and fine tune and course correct. This is why retrogrades are a gift. They are not something to be feared. They are slowing us down for a reason. Mercury, the planet of the mind, the logic, the intellect. We must learn when to use the mind and when to use the heart. The mind serves a function, but the heart guides us into the deeper oneness. Our values are being tested. Our beliefs, our thought patterns, what we hold to be true, how we love, how we receive, our money, our resources, our creation, our creativity, all of this. We are in this phase of reassessment. We have the ability to transform and transcend, yes. But how are we going to do that? Are we going to do that in alignment with the light, or are we going to do that and destroy and create chaos and disunity and disharmony? There are ways to do things and to experience expansion without breaking others with kindness and with love. And we must break away the scaffolds of those beliefs that we have identified as our self. We are not our beliefs. We are not anything that is of this world. We are eternal. We are infinite. It's painful. Rebirth, stripping away the layers, it's painful and it's scary because we don't know who we will be on the other side. We don't know if the people that are with us are going to remain with us. But we chose them all, even if we chose them only for a certain amount of time in our life. We chose everything. And in that acknowledgement of our choosing, we have the ability to transcend and the ability to liberate ourselves. And when we liberate ourselves, we liberate our lineage. We liberate our family, even if they don't know anything about spirituality, even if they don't even recognize what we do or value it, even if they're constantly questioning us, they still receive. And if there are those of you that are like, well, I don't want that person in my family to receive, that's the ego. Every being has its own soul contract, its own agreements. And some agreed to play the villain in your story. And you agreed to play the villain in their story, in someone's story. Us versus them, there is no them. Them is a lie. There is only a different aspect of the divine essence that is within you that resides in another. We are learning how to live and choose the pathway of love, how to come into deeper alignment with union, with the ultimate beloved, which is not our partner, our husband, our wife, or whatever, but the divine. The divine is our beloved. And when we choose to embody love and embody the soul, we are choosing to develop a deeper relationship with divine essence. We are choosing to bring our awareness into the infinite, into the cosmic nature that we are. Eclipses are powerful and transformative. They will remove things in your life that you don't need, and they will shift you very, very quickly. You can choose the timeline and the frequency with your actions, with how you, with your practices. Our practices, our mantras, what we do, what we think, our meditations, all of that either bring us into deeper alignment with the divine, or they bring us into deep purification. And the purification does not mean that we stop. It doesn't mean that, oh, well, this is wrong. Purification means we must let it, we must surrender. We must surrender what needs to be surrendered. Let it go. We must stop holding on to what is dead and embrace the living self. The self, the part of you that is constantly growing and expanding, that is your soul, that is the light of the divine, that is your soul, that is you. That is your true essence. Chiron. Oh yeah, let me mention Chiron. Chiron is squaring Mars.
Why is that important? Chiron represents the wounded healer.
So we are being confronted with Mars's action. Where do we need to take action to heal ourselves? We are our healer, ultimately. Any energy healer, any healer worth anything will tell you. We align you, we clear the way and align you more deeply with your soul. Ultimately, you are the healer. We just show you how. You are the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Mashiach. In this time, we are embodying the consciousness that is represented by the Magdalene and Christos Yeshua. Christos simply means Anointed One. We are remembering that we are love, that we are infinite consciousness, that we are oneness, that there is no them. And that can be incredibly triggering. And if it is triggering you, that is what it's needed. Lean into it. Ask that trigger what it's showing you. It is revealing something. Full moons are about illumination. Eclipses eclipse things, allow you to see things from a different perspective. Allow yourself to cry, allow yourself to mourn, allow yourself to get feisty and be angry, allow yourself to be creative, allow yourself to rest. And allow yourself to take action. Choose to embody love and your light and your soul. We are here to transcend. If you are a light worker, if you are a star seed, if you are a healer, you are here to transform and transcend, transform this world by transcending duality. So allow yourself to liberate those labels. Allow yourself to let go of the egoic mindset and the traps of the ego that keep us veiled and under the illusion that we are separate. Go within. If you allow this cycle to show you what you need to see, you will see it. But you have to be willing to see it. If you are married to a perspective, to a certain way of thinking, to a belief system, you're not going to see clearly. It's just not possible because you're not ready. We must aim to approach our intuition from a space of neutrality. We will receive the messages when we can truly receive them for our expansion. If they're gonna give us a heart attack and, you know, be very difficult to digest because we're not ready, we're not going to receive it. So it's important for us to do the purification, to be on top of our practices, to be on a spiritual path in order for us to truly dissolve our attachment to being right, to the ego, so we can truly receive the messages that are for our soul's expansion and evolution. This moon is very, very powerful. So drink plenty of water, nurture yourself, choose every moment you're choosing. So choose wisely. What are you aligning to? What are you giving your energy and your power to? Are you calling your power back, or are you simply just giving it away? Ask yourself the hard questions. Be willing to see where you are in separation. Because oftentimes those triggers show us where we ourselves hold those same beliefs that we otherize other people for. Be willing
Be curious. Be willing to listen. Listen more than talk. That's why we have two ears. We will learn and expand a lot more if we withhold and pause before we speak. Is this kind? Is this in alignment? Is this helpful? Pay attention to your dreams. We are in Pisces season. And allow yourself to align more deeply with your soul, with the light. Let go of fear. Let go of doubt. Surrender and trust. You are held. You are loved. You are protected. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. You can follow me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, or you can also find me on Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara. You can find the links below in the show notes. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this full moon eclipse that is incredibly intense. And nurture yourself, please. Pay attention to your habits, to your practice, to yourself and your heart. Align more deeply with your heart and allow this moon to illuminate and surrender what is being cast off. Everything is happening for you, not to you. Have a blessed full moon. Ahava.